And as I say, I'm pleased to say my guests have arrived. It's Becky Green and Rachel Senior here to talk about horse racing, aren't you? Okay, let's start with you then, Becky. You've got this horse race coming up. Tell us a little bit about it.
So it's a fundraiser in Piddletrentide for Piddletrentide Church. And it's supposed to be a community event, bring everyone together. We don't have a pub in the village anymore, so it's really nice to get everyone out and about, meeting your neighbours and hopefully the wider community. And it's just a really good fun night. Four races with the pantomime horses.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's panto horses, isn't
it? It's panto horses. So it's racing with a difference.
Oh, no, it's not. You've got to get that joke in somewhere, haven't we?
There'll be plenty of jokes that night.
So how's it going to work then?
So we've got the same organisation as a normal race meeting. So we've got stewards, a starter, all professionals, all people from racing. Mr James Bowie is our host at Piddletrentide Manor, and he's very experienced in the racing world. And so everything will run like a normal race meeting. We've got white railings, we've got a fantastic course, we've got a tote, a fantastic bar, amazing food. So there's lots to see. We're going to have a parade before each race, so everyone can select their horse and go and put their bets on the tote. And I think it will be something that the children will enjoy as well as the adults, bring everyone together.
What sort of course have you got?
Oh, well, it's quite an interesting course. We've got almost a figure of eight course over two lawns, round a magnolia bush. And we will have a clerk of the course, and it will be filmed, so there's no shenanigans going on, no cheating.
Maybe a photo finish.
And a photo finish. Definitely a photo finish.
A few jumps.
We're not having jumps this year. We might consider how this goes, and then maybe next year.
Yeah. And who is going to be doing the racing? I know it's panto horses, but how are you choosing the people?
We've got local people who have volunteered to be the horses, and of different backgrounds. Physical fitness is also a part of that. And yeah, they're all very up for it and going to put on a good show for us.
Rachel, let's bring you in here. Now the horses, I mean, in my understanding, panto horses used to be two, you had the front and the back end. Is it like that, or only one piece of horses?
It is absolutely like that. It will be two people, so two runners per horse. They have to remain attached at all times, no cheating. But it is exactly what it says on the tin. It is pantomime horse racing.
Right, and is it a bit of a, do they have arguments who's going to be in the front, who's going to be in the back?
I would imagine so, yes, because one of them is, one space is definitely better than the other.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah, we won't go into too many details, but and apart from anything, it's all that bending for quite a while as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually the race is just far enough for it to be really quite the workout, having tried it myself. It really is
in a panto horse.
Yes, absolutely. So we know that. So that we know it's going to be a really, really good race. Yeah. Element of competition, definitely.
Is it ladies as well as gents?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe one year you can have children having a go at it. Maybe
we might. Yeah. See how this year goes, and we can think of all these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a bar and anything else going on?
So we've got a really fantastic bar which is going to be made out of straw bales and look really rural. And we've got fantastic wood-fired pizza trailer, horse box, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And also we've got fantastic venison burgers and normal burgers and all sorts of other delicious things. He's amazing. And we've got Ali Sands with her vintage coffee, cake and espresso martinis. Mm. So we've covered everything. There should be something for everyone.
And Rachel, is there going to be a commentary like normal horse racing?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's all part of it.
Yeah, very much so, with some interesting horse names, and all the horses have owners, and each race has been kindly sponsored. So it's going to be really fun. I think the commentary I'm looking forward to the most, actually.
Commentary's going to be good. We've got a great headline sponsor, local business Sport Arm, who have been fantastically generous to help us put this event on. So they'll be there with all their guests. And I think it's going to be great.
Just remind us what it's all in aid of.
And it's for Piddletrantide All Saints Church. And of course, the funds are gratefully received and put to good work. So yeah, it is for a good cause.
And is there a website if anybody wants to go and have a look?
Actually, that brings me on to the next point. It's £5 adults entry, but children under 15 are free. And there are no ticket sales in advance, so just come up and pay on the gate. And you can find us on Facebook. And actually, Rachel's going to tell you about pantomime.
Oh, yep. So we've had a rather rogue pantomime horse that has been doing the rounds around Dorchester. So people may have seen her out and about. She seems to be frequenting the local pubs more than is possibly correct for her training regime. But yes, so she has a Facebook page, which is Panty and then Mime, Panty with an I. So if anybody wants to check her out, you can see what she's been up to.
Yeah. And Facebook, we're a community Facebook page for Piddletrantide. So there's details there of the event.
People can have a little flutter on the day on their favourite nag.
Exactly.
It sounds like a great idea. You know, like I was saying to you a few moments ago, I'm always impressed when people come up with a new idea of how to raise money.
Yeah, and especially if it's just something that makes everyone laugh and smile.
That's
what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with that. And yes, hope that a lot of people come and have a bet, and it's going to be great fun.
Absolutely.
So thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Cheers.
Thank you.